What if Mutti and Papa don't come? Not ever.
Oh, darling, come here. You're my boy. Never forget that. You're my boy. And I love you very much.
And I love you, Teddy.
Your parents are safe. And they'll come to London just as soon as the war ends. All right.
All right.
Just as soon as things get back to normal.
Is Mark your sweetheart?
I suppose you could call him that.
Does that mean you're going to marry him?
I don't know. He hasn't asked me.
But if he did ask?
I might.
Okay, a toast.
To the end of the war!
No, not just yet. That can be the second toast. First, I want you all to drink to Theodora, who has done me the great honour of consenting to become my wife. Oh. The beautiful Theodora.
Theodora!
So many stars. I can't remember when they last seemed so beautiful.
No.
I didn't think I'd ever be able to look up at the sky again, knowing that you were up there in terrible danger. Oh, come here.
I'm not going anywhere else. Oh, let's set a date for the wedding.
I can't. You know I can't. Not till I hear from the Vestheims.
They're dead, aren't they? Ursula and Sigmund Vestheim are dead.
Papa. Mutti.
Then Mr. Rossiter showed me our safe deposit box.
I didn't know we had one.
Your mother arranged it all in the letter.
What was in the box?
Her jewellery. Beautiful, beautiful things.
How did she get it to England?
She smuggled it out of Germany, hidden in the linings of her clothes. I brought it from Paris. It belongs to you now.
To me? You should have it.
Oh, darling, no. It's yours. Yours by right. You must keep it to remember her by.
I don't need jewellery for that.
No, of course not.
But I suppose you're right. Except...
What?
I'd like you to have something. One piece. Will you choose one piece? You can wear it at your wedding.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You are a very fine young man, Maxim.
We present Robin Ellis as Maximilian West in Barbara Taylor Bradford's The Women in His Life.
Mother!
Teddy Stein and Mark Lewis were married at the beginning of 1946, and Mark acquired an 11-year-old son at the same time as a wife. If he resented it, he never once gave me the slightest sign. They were wonderfully happy together, Teddy and Mark.
Sit down, Maxim, old chap. What's up?
Nothing, darling. We've something to tell you, that's all.
It's good news, isn't it?
Yes, it's good news. Dashed good news, in fact.
Maxim, I'm going to have a baby.
But that's wizard! Congratulations!
You really don't mind?
Mind? Of course not!
What?
I just thought, it's one in the eye for old Stubby. He hasn't got any brothers or sisters at all.
It was bound to happen, I suppose, Duke, sooner or later.
Suppose so.
Going to be dashed odd, isn't it? I mean, you'll be 17 when it's born. Talk about an older brother.
I dare say it'll get used to it. Not going to have much choice, really, is it?
No.
Now look, Stubby, what's this great surprise?
I want you to meet our charlady.
Your charlady?
Mrs. Thresco. I'm the son she never had.
Lucky woman.
Will you listen? She's got no children, so she tells me all her problems.
What about Mr. Thresco?
He was killed last month, knocked down by a lorry.
Oh, sorry. But why am I meeting her?
You're going into business, right?
Of course, same as you.
Following in father's footsteps?
Yes, but what's that got to do with Mrs. Thresco?
You'll see.
My Jack, God rest his soul, he didn't leave me any money. Worked hard all his life, he did too. And always put a bit by every week, regular as clockwork.
What happened to his money then, Mrs. Thresco?
He invested it. I mean, invested it, I ask you. Put that back for me, Master Allen, there's a dear.
Sure thing.
I said to him, put it in the post office, I said, but would he listen? Oh, no, he says, I know what I'm about. This is for our future, girl. Great daft aper.
What sort of investment was it?
Land.
That can pay off really well. I've been studying it.
That's why I asked you to come.
You need advice, Mrs. Thresco?
I do, Master Maxim, yes. Mind you, I know what I've got to do. I've got to sell the land. I need the money, you see.
What's the problem, then?
Nobody wants to buy it.
It's just a bomb site in the East End. Jack bought it when the war ended. He thought people would be falling over themselves to build new houses and stuff, but, well, they're not.
Mrs. Thresco, exactly where is this bomb site? Well?
You can see why no one wants it. It's a dump.
And how would you look if a bomb fell on you? Look, there is rebuilding going on, you know.
I know, only not here.
Not yet.
Not yet? But do you think it will happen sometime, then?
Yes, I do. I reckon the richer areas will get redeveloped first, then places like this. It's common sense.
Well, then why can't poor old Mrs. T sell it to anyone?
Who's she been talking to?
Oh, property people, land agents.
Get rich quick merchants. Useless.
So you reckon all she has to do is find someone with a bit more... what, vision?
Yes.
Oh, that's great, Duke. I knew you'd be able to help.
Stubby.
What?
Your Uncle Peter. How much did he leave you in his will?
A couple of thousand. Why?
And I've got my inheritance fund.
Duke, you really think...
I think if we're going to be businessmen, then now's the time to start.
Well.
What do you think, Mr. Rossiter?
This is an excellent report, Mr. Bestheim. Your father would have been proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
I agree with your conclusions. I'll have the bank's real estate expert check things over, but I believe I can say that this would be a perfectly safe investment.
And you'll release my half of the purchase price from the fund?
Your partner's half is assured, is it?
Yes, it is.
What do the two of you intend to do with the land?
Sell it again, when the time's right.
You probably won't make a great deal on it, but I don't think you'll be out of pocket. Yes, I'll authorize the money.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome to the world of commerce, Mr. Bestheim.
Stubby and I paid £5,000 for that bomb site. 2 years later, we sold it for £25,000. Everyone was very surprised, including us. With the profits, we decided to start our own property company.
No.
Teddy?
No! What are you thinking of?
You know what I'm thinking of.
Yes, throwing away your education. Oxford University!
University?
Everything I've planned for you has been leading up to this. A place at Oxford, and you're just going to throw it away as if it was nothing.
Take it easy, Theodora.
As if it was nothing!
Mr. Rossiter agrees with me.
Oh, you've discussed it with him, have you?
Of course. We need his help to get things off the ground. He said that forcing Stubby and me to go to Oxford now would be like closing the door after the horses have escaped.
Yes, and that's another thing. What do Alan's parents think of this harebrained scheme?
Stubby's father objected.
So I should think.
But he's changed his mind. If he hadn't, I wouldn't be talking to you about it. Stubby wouldn't defy his father, and I won't go ahead either. Not if you really think it's a bad idea.
Is this what you want to do with your life, then? Sell real estate?
I want to go into finance, like my father. The property thing's just to get started.
Oh, I don't know. Mark, what do you think?
Well, they've certainly made a dashed good start. I think they're going to do rather well for themselves.
Thanks, Mark. Teddy?
She said yes, and she gave me her blessing. We rented some offices in Jermyn Street, printed some notepaper, and started to buy bomb sites wherever we could find them. Our company was born.
West Trent Properties.
West Trent Properties.
And happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, darling.
Happy birthday, old chap.
Thanks.
Well, Mr. Bestheim, How does it feel to be an old man of 18?
Oh, come steady on, Alan. If he's an old man, some of us here are practically in the ground.
Sorry. Well, Duke?
Good. It feels good. And I couldn't have wished for a better present, Mark. A weekend in Paris.
We know how much you like it here.
Oh, I've been in love with this place since I was 4. Those weeks here with Mutti. I don't think I'll ever forget them. Teddy, there's something I want to ask.
What, darling?
I want to change my name. I want to be Maxim West. I hope you're not offended.
Offended? No, of course not.
It's just... Well, I've lived in England since I was 4. I feel English. You don't think I'm being disloyal to my parents?
Darling, your parents loved England. Changing their name and becoming English, that was exactly what they planned to do. And West was what they wanted to call themselves.
Oh, that's great.
Ursula told me so herself when we were here in Paris, just before she...
Then it's an omen, a sign of good luck. Mutti wanted me to be Maxim West. Maxim West I'll be.
So now I suppose you wanted to drink to you all over again.
It is a very good wine.
Right. To Mr. Maxim West. May his bomb sites flourish and his empires grow wide.
Mr. Maxim West.
I changed my name and my nationality as well. Before the year was out, I was a British citizen. When wheeling and dealing in real estate stopped being a challenge, I branched out. I started buying small, unprofitable companies and putting them back on their feet. A printing plant in Wakefield, a bus company in Bristol, a brickyard in Nottingham, that sort of thing. Alan was in charge of Westrent, and I had a new company of my own, West Invest. I never looked back.
Financier Maxim West, 25, has a new interest to go with his flat in Mayfair, his wine-coloured Jaguar, and his habit of cutting a suede through the smartest London society. He was seen last night escorting beautiful starlet Monica LaRue to one of the hottest parties of the season. Has true love come at last to the handsome, dashing young playboy?
Finished?
No, I haven't, Duke. I've still got the mirror and the star to go.
I thought you had something important to tell me. Dashing young playboy.
What's wrong with that?
For God's sake, Stubby. You know perfectly well why I go to these things. I was at that damn party because it was the only way I could get to Jeremy Schuster. And I took what's-her-name because if I hadn't, every girl in the room would have been pestering me.
Oh, the hardships you have to bear, eh?
Incidentally, Schuster's going to crack on that contract. It's just a matter of...
I don't want to know.
Why on earth not?
Because it was a party. What I want to know is who was there and who they were there with and what the women were like.
I told you. Tiresome.
It simply doesn't matter to you, does it? If it's not business, then it's nothing. What about pleasure? What about fun?
Business is fun.
Oh, and so are other things.
Not for me. Besides, I haven't time for any of that nonsense. I want to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30.
Yes, you have mentioned it.
Look, Stubby, I really do have to get on here.
I suppose it wouldn't do any good to point out that it is 7 o'clock in the evening.
Is it? Then I'll see you in the morning.
No, you won't.
Eh?
I'm old-fashioned. I still believe in taking the weekend off. Night, you.
Night.
The dashing young playboy. When they weren't making me angry, the papers used to make me laugh. I was about as far from being a playboy as it was possible to get. Oh, I'd fallen in love a couple of times, and out of it again. Women never seemed to last with me. Sometimes I used to wonder why. I suppose I was looking for perfection. But even at 25, I knew that the perfect woman didn't actually exist. Besides, there was only room for one real love in my life.
Welcome to Paris, Monsieur West.
Gaston, good evening.
A pleasure to see you again, monsieur. Are you here for long?
Just a couple of days.
Long enough for food, wine, and falling in love. Surely you are not dining alone, monsieur.
No, I'm expecting a guest.
Huh?
Michael Merrison from Baskerville Developments in New York.
Monsieur West.
Every time I went back to Paris, the city was more beautiful. It always took me by surprise, but deep down it was always the same. And if I could find an excuse to go there, I did. It wasn't all business. Usually I was there with Stubby, who insisted on dragging me to African nightclubs and deafening jazz joints. And sometimes, when I managed to escape from the belly dancers and the couscous and the trumpets, I used to go to the art galleries and the antique shops and the booksellers. First editions made excellent investments.
Beautiful, is it not, monsieur?
You didn't exaggerate, monsieur Arcel.
There are many works on this subject from the same period, but this is unique. The illustrations are wonderful, if you will allow me. The quality of the engraving, it is unsurpassed. And the leather tooling on the spine is... Monsieur West?
Monsieur Arcel, that girl, who is she?
What girl, monsieur?
The girl at the window. Do you know who she is?
Monsieur, there is no girl at the window.
What? She's gone. When did she leave?
Monsieur, I saw no girl. Monsieur West.
Wait! Wait! Damn.
Did you catch her, monsieur?
No. She got into a taxi. Couldn't hear me over the traffic.
My commiserations, monsieur. What was she like?
She was the most beautiful girl I've ever set eyes on.
Oh, for God's sake, do cheer up.
More wine?
Yes, please.
I don't know why I wasted my money on this stuff. You wouldn't have noticed if it was cheap plonk. Look as if it's the end of the world.
That's how I feel. I'm never going to find her again, am I?
Oh, I really don't believe it. You of all people going on this way about a bloody female.
I'm behaving out of character, aren't I?
I'll say.
Can I let you into a secret?
Duke, we've been sharing each other's secrets since we were 8 years old. Why stop now?
I think I'm in love.
Oh, come on. Oh, God, I think you mean it.
I do mean it.
How can you have fallen in love with a girl you haven't even spoken to?
She caught my eye just because she was so gorgeous. She was gazing in at the books, but she must have felt me staring at her because she looked up. Just for a moment, she looked straight at me. Subby, her eyes were... Oh, I don't know, they were mesmeric, a sort of luminous grey-blue. Dreamer's eyes. My beautiful dreamer. She smiled at me.
Oh.
So I smiled back. We stood there, smiling at each other. And then she was gone.
Dear God, you really are in love.
Oh, being stupid.
How old was she?
I don't know. Young.
Do you have any business plan for tomorrow?
No. Why?
Nor me. Could she be a student?
I suppose so.
Then perhaps she's been to ourselves before. Let's go back there in the morning and ask him a few questions.
Monsieur.
Come on, Arcel. Duke, give it to him again.
She was young. Long, blonde hair, beautiful hair. Her face was delicate. Firm chin, long neck.
Monsieur.
Dressed in a white silk shirt and a navy blue skirt.
Slender. Very slender. And elegant. Almost aristocratic.
We think she might be a student, which means she might actually have bought books here sometime. She was beautiful.
Stunningly beautiful.
Monsieur Tonton, Monsieur West, this is Paris. All the women are beautiful.
What did I tell you? Useless. Let's forget the whole thing.
No problem for me. I'm not so sure about you, though.
You should have seen her, Stubby. Then you'd understand.
Maybe. Look, what you need is a distraction, a bit of entertainment.
Oh, not that party.
Well, why not? Look, I've got to go anyway. They are just about my parents' closest friends. Why don't you tag along?
I don't think so.
Alexander Devorenko's an interesting chap.
Is he in oil too? Is that how your father knows him?
Oh, no, not Alexander. Far too boring. He's in pictures.
Works of art, you mean?
He'd like to think so. Moving pictures. Films.
Oh.
He's a producer. That's the chap who sorts out the money, apparently. So, there should be some interesting people there tonight, you know, directors and writers.
And, actresses?
Well,
and, especially one particular actress?
Knock it off, Duke. Camilla Gallon's an old family friend, that's all.
Maybe, but you'd like to make her rather more than that.
Oh, can't you find a new song?
Is she going to be there?
Yes.
Then you're right, it should be.
entertaining.
You come?
Yes, why not?
Maximilian West, Alexander Derevenko.
I'm very pleased to meet you, sir.
My pleasure, Mr. West. Let me present my friend and associate, Sam Spiegel.
Mr. Spiegel?
Mr. West.
So you know the Trentons, Mr. West?
Alan's been my best friend for nearly 20 years. He's mentioned you often, and Mrs. Derevenko, of course. I'm looking forward to meeting her.
Now she's off fussing over some detail or other. Take my advice, Mr. West. If a daughter of yours ever gets engaged, hold a small private party to celebrate. None of this nonsense.
Oh, you'll love it, Alex.
Maybe.
Well, love it or not, you'd better get used to it. The man has two daughters, Mr. West, so he's going to have to put up with it all over again.
Not if I can help it.
Gentlemen, if you'll excuse me, I think I can see a friend.
Not the lovely Camilla Gallen, by any chance?
I'm looking rather lonely. Gentlemen?
What line are you in, Mr. West?
Finance. I'm a financier.
Really? Interesting. I suppose Sam and I have something in common with you.
Alan tells me you're in the film business.
Sam here, too. Did you see the bridge on the River Kwai?
That was one of yours, Mr. Speaker?
Certainly was. How about the African Queen? Summertime.
Catherine Hepburn and Rosanna Brazzi?
You got it.
I saw it with my stepmother. I'm sorry to say the only time I get to the pictures is if someone else drags me there.
Alex, what is this man doing drinking your champagne? So did she like it?
I beg your pardon?
Your stepmother. Summertime. Did she like it?
Oh, she loved it.
I cried, right?
The buckets.
David Lean. He's a genius. Watch out for him in the Oscars next year.
I shall. What about your films, Mr. Derevenko? Am I likely to have seen any of them?
My last one was Eyes of Love. Janice Mills and
Camilla Gallen.
Ah. Don't tell me your friend dragged you to that one, right?
I'm afraid so. Oh, but I did think it was terrific. A wonderful story.
I keep telling Sam here to use Camilla. Put her in your next one, Sam. Give her a lead.
Alex. She's a good actress, I grant you. But Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia?
With Lean directing. It's going to be the finest thing you've ever seen. Visuals, sound, music. The best of every medium in one work of art.
Who's going to be Lawrence?
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando? But isn't he American?
Mr. West, why do you think I make motion pictures?
To make money?
To make people cry. And to make them laugh and wonder and think. Cinema is the first universal art form. I can speak to hundreds of millions of people in every corner of the planet. So, Brando is American. What difference is that going to make in Algeria?
But surely...
Don't be narrow, Mr. West. Open your mind wide enough, you can move the world.
Ah, there you are, darling. Come and say hello. Where are your mother and your sister?
Maman is doing something with the cake. Yvette is dancing. Hello, Mr. Spiegel.
Hello.
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 Darling, this is Maximilian West. My younger daughter, Mr. West, the one who's going to bankrupt me all over again someday. Anastasia.
We've already met.
Yes.
At least after a fashion. She's my beautiful dreamer.
I beg your pardon?
How do you do, Mr. West?
I'm extremely well, Miss Derevenko. I never thought I'd find you.
Didn't you? I knew we'd meet again. It's destiny.
Your father must have thought I was mad.
I don't think so.
What did you mean, destiny?
You're my destiny, and I'm yours.
Oh, I hope to God you are. Do you know you've haunted me for the past 24 hours?
I've been thinking about you, too.
You have? That's... to meet you here like this.
That's how I know it's fate. I knew when I saw you across the room.
Why on earth did you run away from me yesterday?
Don't you know?
No, of course not.
You look so sophisticated, so dark and handsome and confident. I was frightened.
Frightened?
I don't have much experience with men.
How old are you, Anastasia?
Perhaps frightened isn't right. I felt out of my depth, like a little girl.
You don't look like a little girl. Especially not tonight.
I made a special effort. I think my father was rather shocked.
I think he's enormously proud of you. And with good reason.
Thank you.
I simply can't believe this. Your name's Russian, isn't it? Are you Russian?
My father was born here in Paris. My grandparents are Russian. And my mother's English, so I'm a bit of a mongrel.
Not a mongrel. A thoroughbred.
Oh, thank you. And you're English?
I was raised there, educated there too. But I was born in Germany.
I never would have guessed. But you do live in Paris, don't you?
No, London. Unfortunately.
Why unfortunately?
Because you're not there.
My English grandmother lives in London. I visit her sometimes.
We'll see each other the next time you come.
Grandmama is expecting me in August.
I'll collect you at the airport.
Oh, that will be wonderful.
Will you be able to spend some time with me? Will your parents let you?
I'm sure they will.
Will they let you get married?
When?
Now? Tomorrow?
No, I don't think so. Not yet. In a couple of years, perhaps.
What about next year?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm serious, Anastasia.
I know you are, Maxime. And so am I.
In part four of Barbara Taylor Bradford's The Women in His Life, Maximilian West was played by Robin Ellis, Teenage Maxim by Robert Harper, and Young Maxim by Jonathan Kitchens. Alan Trenton, Simon Williams, Teenage Alan, Alex Lowe, Theodora, Emma Fielding, Mark, Christopher Scott, Anastasia, Alexandra Bastido. Alexander Derevenko, John Hartley, Sam Spiegel, William Hootkins, Mrs. Thresko, Shirley Dixon, Monsieur Arcel, Jonathan Adams, Gaston, Sean Baker, Henry Rossiter, David Kossoff. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The pianist was Michael Haslam. The Women in His Life is dramatized for radio by Bert Cools, and directed by Enid Williams.